Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Mayor DeZine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We've been talking a lot lately with the different agents about the fair coming up, and not just one, but several of them across different counties. You're going to tell us a little bit about Miami County's fair and how you pre-enter for that.
That's right. So our Miami County Fair is fast approaching, like all the other fairs. You know, we're in fair season, but it is July 22nd to the 29th this year. And one of the things we have is we have a fair pre-entry deadline that is July 7th. And this is where if you think you're going to exhibit something in 4-H FFA, you have to actually pre-enter your exhibits. So anything that you think you might want to bring to the Miami County Fair, go ahead and get those entered in our online system. It's really easy to do. You just sign in, pick what classes and which department you're in, what class you want to enter in. And then what we do between July 7th and fair is we print all those cards out and basically have them ready so when you go in to enter your exhibit, all the entry cards are printed out and ready to go, and we just hand them to you and take your exhibits for judging. So it makes it really easy and really helpful for you as well. The exhibitors aren't quite as hectic that day, and it helps us out as well. We also encourage all open class exhibitors. So if you're thinking about open class, you know, we have lots of different categories of open class here at the Miami County Fair. And if you're thinking about exhibiting in the open class, please go ahead and get those registered. Like I said, we have until July 7th and be ready for our July 22nd through the 29th fair. I kind of explained some of the reasons you should pre-enter, but it also saves you time. It helps our volunteers because we have, you know, our fair is ran by volunteers for the most part. So, you know, all our superintendents and entry clerks and everything like that are all volunteers. And so it helps them get the exhibits entered and get ready for judging quicker. And then it also required for, like I said, it was required for FFA and 4-H who are exhibiting at the Miami County Fair, and we strongly encourage it for open class. So you can find the deadline July 7th, and you can find all the information about how to register your exhibits today at themayorszine.ksu.edu, and just click on the Fair tab and then Miami County Fair, and you'll find it. You'll also find a digital copy of our fair book. So it's really not that hard. If you do have problems getting entered in the Miami County Fair, we actually have a computer here at our office that you can use, or you don't have a computer, you can use it. We also are here to help you, so if you have problems, come in. We'll walk you through the process and help you get registered. But it is something that we're encouraging everyone to do this year, and it'll just make fair entry a lot easier and quicker for everyone. And we're excited to see everyone at the Miami County Fair.
That sounds like a pretty straightforward process, at least for the folks who are signing up. Now, the ones behind the scenes are running around like mad, I'm expecting.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's not hard. Sometimes, you know, it's different. This is only our second year to do it, so it's a new process.
Mm-hmm.
So people are still getting used to it. But I think the ones that are doing it are finding it easier than they expected. So I encourage everyone to give it a try. And like I said, we're here in the tail office to help as well. So.
And that help is always appreciated, I'm sure, all the way around. All right. Well, looking forward to the fair. And it sounds like, well, from the folks I've talked to, it sounds like there's going to be a good turnout and a lot of neat things to see. Thank you for letting us know. We appreciate the information, and we will catch up with you again next time, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a bunch. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for 4-H Ambassador Brody Thompson.